Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica.
All right, so get comfy because today we are diving deep into salon client retention.
Oh, yes.
We're talking turning those one-time clients into diehards who wouldn't dream of going anywhere else.
Right.
And with over 370,000 hair salons in the U.S. alone, that's not just good business, it is essential.
Absolutely.
So are you ready to dive into some of these strategies?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So when we talk about crafting that client experience, where do we even begin?
Well, you know, a good haircut, that's really just the start.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is the entire experience, what makes those clients come back again and again and again.
Okay. I love that crafting an experience. So our source material mentions personalized client profiles.
Yes.
But I have to admit, my mind went straight to like, okay, what color did they get last time? And that's not really groundbreaking.
Yeah. And that's kind of like the bare minimum, isn't it?
Right.
We're talking about going way beyond just hair color history.
Yeah.
Think of it more like a treasure map to their preferences. Lifestyle Notes products, they love things they absolutely hate, even those little milestones that they might just mention in passing.
I see what you're saying. So it's like if someone's like, oh, yeah, I've got a beach vacation coming up. And I'm like, boom, let me tell you about some low maintenance styles we can do.
Yeah.
Or maybe some products that'll save your hair from the sun.
Exactly. You're like their hair hero. You're not only listening, but you're anticipating your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready with advice. And that personal touch makes them feel seen.
Right. And it shows that you are listening, which I think is huge.
Huge.
And that personalization makes me think about the whole loyalty program situation, because I was shocked to learn that only 40% of salons actually use them.
Really?
Yeah. What gives?
I think that is a huge missed opportunity.
I think so too.
Think about it. What kind of loyalty programs are you drawn to as a consumer?
The ones that give me free stuff. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like the points, the discounts, that's the big appeal, right?
Right. But it's more than just getting something for free, right?
I guess so.
It's about that feeling that you're part of a special club. You get rewarded for being a loyal customer, and you get perks that other people don't.
Yeah.
So you're not just making a transaction, you're building a relationship, and that's what we're translating here to the salon world.
Okay, so how do we do that?
I'm thinking tiered systems, kind of like those frequent flyer programs, but make it about fabulous hair.
Oh, okay. Now you've got my attention. Tell me more about these hair tiers.
So let's say a client reaches gold status after a certain number of visits or dollars spent.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly they unlock things like priority booking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they get a treatment for free during their birthday month.
Ooh, I like that.
Or they get early access to new product launches.
That's genius. It's like leveling up in a video game, but for your hair.
Exactly.
And speaking of genius, I loved that little trick our source material mentioned about using those loyalty programs strategically during slow periods.
Oh, yeah.
Like double point Tuesdays, anyone.
Love it.
Not only are you rewarding your loyal clients, you're filling those empty chairs.
Exactly. It's a win-win. And it keeps those clients coming back for more, right?
Okay, so speaking of keeping those clients coming back, let's talk about exceptional service.
Yes.
And I don't just mean like a good haircut here.
Right.
I mean the whole package.
The whole experience.
Yes.
Because you walk into a salon right away, you're greeted with a smile.
Yeah.
You're offered something to drink.
Yeah.
Maybe they remember how you take your coffee.
It's like they actually listen.
Yes.
When you tell them things.
They remember you.
Yes.
And that sets the tone for the entire appointment.
It's like you walk in and you just feel that sense of, ah, this is my time.
Exactly.
To relax.
Yeah.
Our source material mentioned staff training.
Yes.
Being super important for this.
Crucial, because think about it. Would you go to a doctor who hadn't bothered to like keep up with all the latest medical advancements?
Probably not.
Probably not. So why should your stylist be any different?
Right. They need to know all the latest.
The latest trends, the latest techniques, the latest products.
Yes.
So ongoing training is key.
So technical skills are important.
Of course. It goes beyond that.
Okay.
We're also talking about training your team to be exceptional listeners.
Right. Because you need to understand the client's needs.
Yes. So did they mention that their hair is feeling a little dry?
Okay.
Suggest a deep conditioning treatment.
Perfect.
Are they trying to recreate a look from a magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Break it down for them step by step. Tell them what products to use.
Be their hair guru.
Exactly.
Mm.
And when a client feels heard, when they feel like you understand them, they're more likely to trust your judgment.
Okay.
and book that next appointment.
Right. So let's talk convenience
Yes.
because nobody wants to wait around for an appointment.
Nobody has time for that.
Time is money.
Exactly.
So online booking.
It's a game changer.
Seriously.
It's like having a 247 receptionist
Yes.
book, reschedule, cancel at their convenience.
Our source material was very firm on this one.
Yeah.
Online booking is non-negotiable.
It makes life easier for everybody.
You need a last-minute trim before a big meeting.
Done.
You want to book your next appointment on your lunch break?
Done.
Boom,
And
done.
it puts the power back in your client's hands.
Right. And then thinking beyond even just that booking process,
Okay.
what are some of those other details?
Yes.
It's those little things, right?
Yes, like when you realize your favorite restaurant has valet parking.
Yes.
You're like, oh,
They get
they
me.
get me.
Right.
So flexible hours for people who work, maybe non-traditional schedules.
Okay.
Ample parking. Because ain't nobody got time to be driving around the block looking for a spot.
Right.
Easy access to public transportation. All those little things show your clients you respect their time.
Okay, so we've talked about the whole client experience, but what about the actual salon atmosphere?
Yes.
I've definitely been to some places where it's less relaxing oasis, more like sterile doctor's
Oh,
office.
yeah, absolutely.
So how do we create that welcoming atmosphere?
It's about way more than just like stylish decor or, trendy furniture. It really is about creating an experience with all the senses
Right.
from the minute a client walks in the door.
So our source material mentioned things like comfortable seating, flattering lighting, soothing music,
Yes.
engaging all the senses.
Think about it like offering them a selection of peas or maybe
Ooh.
some infused water.
I love infused water.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe diffusing some essential oils for relaxation.
Creating that spa-like experience.
Yes. And, making sure the lighting is good.
Oh my gosh, yes, for the gram.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got to get that salon selfie.
It's essential.
It's essential these days.
So important.
But you're right. It's all about creating that feeling of, I'm here to relax. I'm being pampered. I'm gonna leave here looking my absolute
You're
best.
feeling it.
Yes. And when a client feels that way, they're not just gonna come back. They're gonna tell their friends.
Word of mouth is everything.
Everything, especially in this industry.
So it really seems like client retention in this business is about so much more than just a great haircut.
It really is. It's about exceeding expectations, building those relationships, creating an experience that keeps them coming back for more.
It's about turning those one-time clients into clients for life.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, I think we've done a deep dive on salon client retention.
I think so too.
We've covered personalized experiences, loyalty programs, the importance of exceptional service, convenient booking, and even creating that perfect salon atmosphere.
We covered it all.
But before we go, I want to leave you with this. Think about your own favorite businesses, the ones you keep coming back to time and time again. What is it about those places that makes you want to return? How can you bottle that magic and recreate it in your own salon? Until next time, happy diving!